Okay, so in this half hour, we want to understand at what stage our schools are, but not just our schools, maybe our tertiary education facilities, institutions as well. At what stage are we? Are we ready to embrace the future to the extent that the world is at this moment in time? We've got to prepare ourselves for robotics and everything else that goes with it, of course. So why are there so few schools offering robotics as a subject is the question. And that conversation being had with Jonathan Fries, Deputy Chief Education Specialist Technology, senior face at the Western Cape Education Department. There's Hassan Khamit, lecturer in the School of Science and Mathematics Education at the University of the Western Cape. And we also have Professor Joseph Tabia, Director of the Science Learning Center for Africa, at UWC. Maybe I should go to you, Professor, Joseph Tabia, welcome. It's good to have you with us as well.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
We heard from Jonathan Fries, representing the Western Cape Education Department, that we get a sense from him that there's excitement that they are embracing the needs of the future, but not quite there. Where would you say we are in relation to our needs for the future at this moment in time?
You know, I really think this is a huge undertaking, and I think we need to give kudos to the Western Cape Department of Education. I have the privilege to work with the Western Cape Department of Education very closely in my capacity at the University of the Western Cape, and I think they're very proactive, and I think there's a general acknowledgement of the need. You know, we move into the fourth industrial revolution, a complex 21st century, and coding and robotics is really becoming, you know, so part of our daily lives. I was absolutely fascinated when I heard about the social humanoid robot Sophia that actually got citizenship of Saudi Arabia. And the other day I had the privilege to stay at the Sky Hotel in the City Bowl in Cape Town, and there was a robot. But I think it's important that the different stakeholders in education work together. So the University of the Western Cape has been working very closely this year with the Western Cape Department of Education in fulfilling this need, because, I mean, we need, the world is changing and education should be changing too. And we need to, first of all, start with teacher education. I know, and maybe Johnny can speak about the implementation of coding and robotics as a school subject as from foundation phase level. But we need to also realize that educators need to be trained for the curriculum demand. And it's not just about content. More important is the pedagogies we use, because we will have to break the cycle that is still plaguing many schools where there's transmission mode education. And, you know, for learners today who grow up with social media and are used to gamification, we need far more engaging pedagogies, and we need to really let them, I always tell the students, they need to engage with the learning content as homo ludens, which is Latin for the playing human. So we need to use that element of play. So what we've decided, what we've started to do this year is to offer workshops for teachers at the UWC to train them in these pedagogies. So I think we are making progress, but I'm sure Johnny will be able to give far more detail on exactly how this is going to be rolled out, that more schools are ready for this curriculum requirement.
Pedagogics, creating teachers to teach, very important. I'd like you to listen to this voice note that has just come in, Prof. Professor Tabia, Director of the Science Learning Center for Africa. I think you've answered the question, but nonetheless, let's take a listen.
Yeah, good morning, Clarence. Regarding your question as to why there are no robotics being taught in schools, possibly it should cross people's minds as to where they're going to find the staff to teach this subject. People are always going on about why don't they teach this, why don't they teach that. The simple matter is that in order to teach a subject, you need qualified teachers to do so. So what has been put in place to underpin this necessary education imperative that is being shouted about all the time? People must learn to think a little bit before they start shouting the odds. Keith.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe you were just preempting things, Keith, just a little bit, because obviously that is important. But I think, again, Professor Tabia, you have emphasized pedagogics and the need for nearly a practical kind of play application to teaching. Just tell us how many teachers you have in the system that are coming out.
Well, we, for instance, the end of October, we had a workshop that was attended by 30 teachers because it's really very hands-on. Teachers engage with robots, with micro-bit kits. We do drones. And next week, and I just need to tell the listeners, if you are excited, please don't come to UWC. We've already finalized the RSVP, so there's no more space. But next week at the University of the Western Cape, we have 250 school learners, as well as 50 teachers and 60 officials from the Western Cape Education Department who will be coming to UWC, and partners of the Western Cape Department of Education, as well as UNESCO and the Department of Trade and Industry. And we are going to have a coding and robotics boot camp because I think there's realization. I so agree with the comment by Keith. Yes, we need to be pragmatic. We have lovely policies in this country, and the problem is always the implementation of those policies, and we are very aware of it. You know, I think the Western Cape Department of Education really has been on the pulse. So next week we're going to have this boot camp, and I think the focus of the boot camp will firstly be to provide some background and pedagogy to teachers and make them aware of how do you approach coding and robotics. But more important, you know, we need to stimulate learners because they will be the future scientists and engineers and entrepreneurs that we have been, and we need to foster that inquiry minds. So we really hope that we will also spread some joy and create some excitement amongst the learners.
Thank you, Professor Joseph Tabia. Let's turn to Hassan Tramit, also at the University of the Western Cape, lecturer in the School of Science and Maths. Welcome to you, Hassan. It's good to have you. Hassan, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, Hassan Tramit. I've spoken to Johnny Fries, and he was really passionate about it. I could feel the passion, and I was excited. And then, of course, Keith called, and Prof. Tabia suggested that there's a whole lot of upstream stuff that still need to happen before this can translate into young people being the beneficiaries of this knowledge that's going to equip them for the future. Do I need to just kind of pull myself towards myself, or is there excitement? Or should there be excitement?
There should be excitement. We've arrived. We've been behind for so many years with this technology. And the time has come now for us to implement these new technologies, formerly recalled in the fourth industrial revolution, with the coding and robotics. But a starting point would be the clubs. And seeing that the education department wants to implement, start with a new course, or I would say subject, but before that subject comes, because it takes time to implement a new subject. So a starting point would be definitely the clubs. That's why we launched a coding robotics club at UWC and build this collaboration with education department and with the other role players in the industry. So we've launched in August this year. And we invited schools, but our target are those schools that have never been exposed to these technologies. Mm. Because we're still facing with, you know, this diverse groups and inequities in education. Coding and robotics has been there for many years, but mostly in those schools that are well-resourced, private schools, etc. So for our public schools, we need to get them involved with this. But a good starting point would be the coding and robotics clubs. And I'm very happy that we have this partnership with the WCED, and they've started this pilot program where they target certain schools, and they get funding from, because coding robotics involves having resources. And if the schools don't have the resources, then it's meaningless. So what we're doing is with this club is we want to offer workshops, and later, maybe by next year, we will have these short learning programs being offered to schools and to teachers. But we're also looking at in the future for including this into formalized courses that we have. I've started already with when COVID started with our fourth year foundation phase. By introducing it as an enrichment course into coding and robotics. But I'm very glad that we are partnering with the education department on this.
Hassan Khamit is a lecturer in the School of Science and Maths at UWC. I'm going to go back to Johnny Fries, representing the Western Cape Education Department Coding and Robotics Coordinator for the province. Johnny, you got me so excited. And then I pulled myself towards myself just to sum it up. Professor De Beer said he's got 30 teachers and it's a new means and way of teaching that is required. So my enthusiasm is a little tempered. Can you talk about the rollout to the schools? How is that rollout going to happen? Because 30 teachers being trained at this moment doesn't really translate to an impact in the near future, right?
You're absolutely correct. Every intervention is important, but you're absolutely correct. This is about, if you want to make a systemic impact, it's about the numbers. So if I can give you an example, an indication of the numbers that we are working with. Firstly, in terms of our pilot schools, we have 32 pilot foundation-based pilot schools, 90 teachers that's been orientated already in a 40-hour orientation course, plus another course with UNISA. We have an intermediate phase, similar number. We have a grade 7. We have 100 grade 7 schools in the pilot. Those schools have not started anything in the pilot yet because of the resourcing challenge, but the teachers have had a 40-hour orientation course run by our National Education Department. And then we have 44 grade 8 and 9 schools and 8 teachers. So that is the in terms of the pilot. And now I want to move on to Hassan's Hamid's comment about clubs.
Please do. I wanted to ask that question, in fact.
That is the vital one, because coding and robotics has not existed in the system previously. So there's no systemic history. Maths has been around for a few hundred years. Coding and robotics is starting out. To start out, we need to create a comfort at the school, you create a vibe at the school, and the best way to do it is by starting clubs. So the clubs that are online already officially from our side, 44 grade 8 and 9 clubs, they are functioning since term 2. Their expo will be in term 1 of 2023. We are about in that one is funded by British Council. There are 200 clubs across 5 provinces. We are starting 48 clubs in the primary schools in collaboration with the Cape Town Science Center. I can have a long conversation about Science Center for you, but I'm not going to go there now. But the most important thing, Claire, and you're talking numbers about systemic intervention. We have budget in place and we're busy with our procurement process to start 500 clubs, fully resourced 500 clubs. And the resource that those clubs will receive, it will get to the school, not only as a resource, full training, full support, full orientation for the school management. If the school management is not agreeing to something, it's not going to happen at the school. So we have to have a systemic approach. So that is coming online. The procurement processes in a bureaucracy takes a very long time. So we're looking towards the second half of next year when those procurement processes will be coming online. So towards the end of next year, we want to demonstrate to you what 600 clubs are doing in the Western Cape Education Department. And that is only phase one. We have 1,500 schools. We are already planning for phase 2 and phase 3 because we want every single school in this province to have a club. That is systemic intervention.
I want to understand. So, I want to ask, Johnny Fries represents the Western Cape Education Department. So much enthusiasm. I got that enthusiasm back now all of a sudden. But I want to go to Professor Joseph De Beer. The club, just make us understand why the clubs are an important means for young people to get into robotics and coding.
I think the advantage of UWC's Coding and Robotics Club is that we work with private funders. So, for instance, this year we are very grateful for the funding that we received from Standard Bank. So our whole idea is very systematic. And as I say, this is, as Mr. Priest has explained, really a very holistic approach. And, you know, I really believe that my colleagues at the Western Cape Department of Education, it's a beautiful plan of rolling this out nationally, provincially, but I mean the National Department of Education will do so nationally as well. But I do think universities can contribute. And what we do is when we train teachers, we also provide them with classroom resources that we can give them because of private donations and funders like Standard Bank that provide us with funding. So what we would like to do, we would like to provide them firstly with skills. And I must say, when we provide them with skills, the workshop that I spoke about, the last one, was actually a joint effort by the University of the Western Cape and the Western Cape Department of Education, which was jointly facilitated. So we provide them with the pedagogy, the skills, how to do it, and the knowledge, but we also want to give them the resources. But then what UWC would like to do, as Hassan has said, is to also facilitate the process of schools having robotics club. And our idea for next is to start thinking of coding and robotics expo, because what we really want to do, really get that excitement among young people. I had the privilege, the Science Learning Center for Africa sponsored prizes at coding and robotics expo in Brewster some time ago. And it was just amazing to see these young people engaging with robots and the fantastic work these kids do. And, you know, it always reminds me that the future of this country is really in good hands if I look at the enthusiasm and the skills of these young people. And we need to really nurture that, as I've said. So I think the coding and robotics clubs is a big priority for the University of the Western Cape in 2023.
I think that's exciting. So it's a precursor to the formalization of the curriculum. That's how I understand it. I want to go to Hassan Tramit. Can you also leapfrog nearly as a 9-year-old from these clubs into your lecture hall? That's the first question. And the second question is, is it more difficult to teach a young person coding and robotics than a teacher at, let's say, age 20? Hassan Tramit, right, there he is. I don't know if you heard the question.
Your first question was?
My first question, can you leapfrog as a 9-year-old, brilliant 9-year-old, in a club into one of your lectures?
Oh, most definitely. We our emphasis on play. And these robotics and coding is a subject that was always, this meant for either if you do maths and do physics, all the sciences and technology. But what we want to do is we want to see that coding and robotics should be integrated into all subjects, not just, the maths and science and tech, but also other subjects. Because young learners, I was at a school in Paul, and these youngsters were asking about, did you have a club that was started, thankfully, for WCED? But the other learners at the school were also asking, why can't we also, because other grades are doing it first, but we all want to do it. And I think it's important that we should not just, focus that learners from maths must do it or science must do it. Everyone at school should be exposed in doing this. And the only way to do this is by integrating into all the subjects.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
Could it also be
young minds? They are born with this technology.
So it could actually be a conduit to pure maths as well. Is that what you're saying as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's it. Is it more difficult to teach a young person coding and robotics, or is it easier to teach a younger person than an adult?
It's easier because they sometimes put you in school. Yes, we've seen it. When we went to that club competition in Worcester, I was just amazed to see from various ages, ages, what they can do with it.
So you're saying
so
self-taught?
Underestimating,
And they are self-taught, Hassan Tramit?
Self-taught because the learners of today and the youngsters of today, they have that, that ability with technology is given to them immediately.
But we need to not forget that we need to say what's the purpose of doing it. It's not just, otherwise it just becomes a toy that they play with. Yeah. So that's why the pedagogy is important. And when we do these courses and workshops, we say the importance of why we do these things. There's a reason why we code. There's a reason why we have those machines or robots do things.
Okay. Hassan Khamid is a lecturer in the School of Science and Maths at UWC. We're going to have to wrap up this conversation. I want to wrap up with you, Professor Joseph Tabia. Thank you, Johnny Fries, for that passion. Thank you, Hassan, for those insights. Just how do you rate us as opposed to the rest of the continent or maybe sub-Saharan Africa? Professor Joseph Tabia is the Director of Science Learning Center for Africa at UWC.
I think we have our challenges, but I think we're doing well. You know, I think we should proudly look at, you know, some of our export projects. I can just mention Elon Musk, for instance. I have the privilege to work in the Northern Cape in an ethnobotany project and had the privilege to go to the Square Kilometre Array, radio telescopes there near Carnarvon. And then you realize what always excites me about this amazing country of ours is, on the one hand, we sit with, for instance, the oldest indigenous knowledge system in the world.
Yes.
And then we have this advanced technology like the SKA radio telescopes. And I think this is why I think I love science education so much, because teachers, and I hope there's teachers listening to us, have such an amazing opportunity to juxtapose these two knowledge domains of this wonderful indigenous knowledge systems that we should embrace, this rich culture. But on the other hand, you know, also be on the cutting edge of technology, which I really believe we are. And I think to navigating this very exciting space opens so many opportunities. You know, I've always thought that ethnobotany, for instance, holds so many of the affordances in terms of entrepreneurship. Sure. If you go and look, all the research that's, for instance, done in bioprospecting and how many of these products are actually commercialized.
Sure.
So what I say is I believe in the people of this country. I believe in our teachers. And I really, as the Science Learning Center for Africa, our goal is to invest in our teachers, to build further capacity so that we can get young people excited about science and technology.
We're going to rest it there. Professor Joseph Tabia, Hassan Khamid, and Johnny Fries. After this conversation, I believe in our teachers.